You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev and the 2017 Chevrolet Silverado. 0% financing for 84 months, plus up to 10 grand in price reductions. This is better than employee pricing and better than 20% of MSRP. Check it out only at Lakewood Chev.
Time for NFL draft or NFL preview, brought to you by DraftKings. They're having a free $100,000 fantasy football contest week one with an added bonus. If you draft the perfect lineup in the free $100,000 contest, you can win $1 billion. Yep, billion with a B. Enter at DraftKings.com/Greger1260. The perfect lineup is the highest number of fantasy points possible while staying under the salary cap. So not only is DraftKings giving away $100,000 week one, but you could win $1 billion. Joining us to discuss Week 3 in NFL preseason, a couple of the stories across the league. Howard Balzer from the Sports Exchange joins us. Howard, welcome back to the show. I'm assuming you've had a chance to see it now a few times, the Odell Beckham hit he received last night. Your thoughts on that? We had a retired ref on earlier said, yeah, it's within the rules, but it's a little dirty. Your thought on the Odell Beckham hit?
Yeah, it's football, and I haven't heard too much backlash from it. There's always a lot of things that are, you know, that are somewhat borderline. And of course, at this time of the year, when different guys are out there doing things to make a team and, you know, and all those things, it's, you know, hey, you know, you're going to have them from time to time. And it'll be interesting to see when the league looks at it, whether they think that a fine is justified, because, you know, it's not as announced as often and as much as during the regular season, but players do get fined in the preseason. So we'll see what happens from that.
Well, let's start in the NFC East. Obviously, there's a lot of firepower from the Cowboys to the Giants, to the Eagles. Who knows what they're going to do? And Washington. This injury could affect the NFCs, as could the Ezekiel Elliott suspension for 6 games. So looking at it before week one, is there a team you maybe put ahead of the pack in the NFC East?
I still like the Cowboys, but I say that with the knowledge, like you said, we don't know how the Elliott thing is going to end up. It's hard to imagine that he won't get suspended for some games. Who knows? Maybe it gets cut from 6. But any games he misses, I think that's tough for the Cowboys, because we saw what a difference on that team he made last year. And while they're not in horrible shape with Darren McFadden or even Alfred Morris filling in a little bit, neither of them can do what Ezekiel Elliott can do. So I think that, you know, in the NFL, obviously, 2-3 games, obviously if it's 6, that's huge, but you miss a couple games and all of a sudden the close games turn are losses instead of wins, then that has a tremendous impact on the season. So I think Prescott's going to be fine. Obviously, I think it's still a pretty good team, but I do think the competition in that division is pretty strong with the Giants. I think the Eagles are going to be better, and Washington, even though they lost couple of their best receivers, are still going to be a pretty good team. So I see that being a very competitive division.
We're joined by Howard Balzer from the Sports Exchange. Howard, would you say the NFC East is the most competitive division in the NFL, or does that still belong to the AFC North or maybe even the AFC South?
I was actually I guess it depends how you define most competitive. Yeah. I think the AFC South will be very competitive, but I don't see any real standouts there. I think the division I look at is the AFC West. That's right there with the NFC East, maybe even a little better. Because, I mean, you're talking about two teams, the Chiefs and the Raiders, that were 12-4 last year. The Broncos end up 9-7, but they were right in the hunt until, you know, they had a bad stretch at the end of the season. And I think if the Chargers can ever be healthy, they've got a pretty decent amount of talent on that team. So I think that division, top to bottom, is right there with the NFC East. And if the Chargers play a lot better than they had the last couple of seasons, it might overall be even better.
Howard, what do you make of the Chargers? They make the move to Los Angeles. They're going to play out in Carson City this year. It's going to be like a small, intimate 35,000-seat stadium. How do you think that first year in L.A. is going to go for the Chargers?
Well, a lot depends, like I said, on how they play. Yeah. And it will be a very intimate environment, and the players have been enjoying it in the preseason games they played there and even a scrimmage that they had against the Rams, but it still comes down to winning. And that's something they haven't done the last couple of years. Anytime you have Phillip Rivers, you have the chance to be pretty good. But like I said, they just keep getting injured. And, you know, they draft Mike Williams, a wide receiver, high in the first round. He hasn't been on the field yet, and they're saying maybe the earliest he comes back is October. So, and then in the offensive line, they drafted Forrest Lamp in the second round. They're hoping he would start. He's done for the year with a torn ACL. So they're already having some of these injuries that that can really affect the season. So that's what's hard to predict. But I think even if they don't win a lot of games, at least they'll be fun to watch because, whenever you have a quarterback like Phillip Rivers, mm-hmm. you know that it's going to be fun to watch even if you're not winning games.
Howard Balzer joins us from the Sports Exchange. Our NFL previews brought to you by DraftKings. We're not going to spend a ton of time on the AFC East because we all know who's going to end up winning that division. But I want to get your thoughts on Jay Cutler with the Miami Dolphins. What's going to happen with the Miami Dolphins? Is Cutler going to be able to stay upright for 16 games?
Well, their line is pretty good. And, you know, they moved Tunsil over to left tackle. A key is Mike Pouncey, having him healthy. He only played 5 games last season, but he's in good shape right now. We'll see if he can last the season. But I think, like I said, I think that offensive line is pretty solid. So I think, and with the running game they have with Jay Ajayi, they have some real good balance on that offense. And as long as, you know, Cutler plays within the confines of the offense, which he did a couple of years ago when Adam Gase was the coordinator with the Bears, and he didn't throw that many interceptions. They've got some real talent at that wide receiver position, and it's deep. So I think they can make some noise. Now, whether that's enough to catch the Patriots, I don't think anyone in their right mind would predict that. But I do think that the Dolphins have a good chance of being a pretty good team.
The Dolphins are going to be a heck of a lot better than the Buffalo Bills and the New York Jets, in my opinion, Howard. Who's had a more puzzling offseason for you? Has it been the Bills or the Jets? Because in my opinion, both those teams are not going to be very good this season.
The Jets are puzzling unless you look at it and say they don't care if they win or not because they can get a real high draft pick next April. Because, you know, with players they let go, they made some moves that kind of make you scratch your head. They should be pretty decent on defense. But, like I said, offensively they don't have much at receiver. And at running back, Mac Forte is hurt and hasn't played much in the last few weeks. So, yeah, that is a puzzling franchise. I think the Bills are somewhat intriguing, although what's happened now in the last few weeks is really difficult to see because, you know, they trade, you know, Anquan Boldin signs with them, then they trade Sammy Watkins, and then Boldin up and retires. So all of a sudden the receiver core has big questions. They can run it. Their offensive line is pretty good, and I think their defense can be decent. But at best, I think they're a .500 team.
Howard, we'll close on this one. Week one is still maybe 2 or 3 weeks away. What is the number one storyline you'll be paying close attention to as we approach week one in the NFL?
Well, I don't know if there is one. That's the great thing about the NFL is if we had time, we could list a whole bunch of them.
Yes.
Because there are that many really intriguing storylines, no doubt. So, and even on some of the teams that aren't very good, you know, we'll find out tomorrow who the Browns pick, you know, at quarterback. I think probably comes down to Elliott and the situation there with the Cowboys and what happened. Is Dak Prescott going to improve? It's hard to imagine him improving mm-hmm. from last year, but I think we might see more downfield throwing from him, which we didn't see a lot of last season. So that certainly is near the top of my list in terms of how he plays this time out. And I think Oakland. I mean, a lot of people think Dallas and Oakland could end up being the Super Bowl teams. And the Raiders, with all of that offensive talent, and Marshawn Lynch is a very intriguing storyline, how much he will contribute to that team. They need help on defense. And if the defense can just improve somewhat from last year, it's amazing they won 12 games without much defense. But the defense, if they can improve somewhat, then that could be a championship-caliber football team.
Howard, I lied. We're going to close on this one. Is this finally the year the Cleveland Browns take a step forward?
Depends on the quarterback. And it's hard to imagine them taking much of a step forward. Of course, with them, when you win one game, well, you don't have to win too many to at least have a step forward. And that's why I think Hugh Jackson has an interesting decision to make here because he's deciding between Brock Osweiler and DeShone Kizer as the quarterback. And it sure looks like Kizer is going to be their quarterback for the future. The question is when he begins to play, and you can make a case for, hey, put him out there. Let him learn the regular season. He's going to have his rocky times and some stumbles, but every game, every snap, every time he's out there makes him better and gets him closer to being where you want him to be on a team that, let's be honest, obviously is not going to win a whole lot of games. So I think, you know, they'll take some steps forward, but I think at some point Kaiser's going to be on the field for them. The only question is whether it's in the first week of the season or not.
Howard, I really appreciate the rundown. Thanks for this, and enjoy the rest of training camp.
My pleasure. And I'll tell you, I heard that little spot before I came on. I don't know. In my mind, it's hard to put Edmonton and Popeye's chicken together. But I'll tell you, I'll tell you a quick story. I know you're probably running out of time. When Marshall Faulk had his Hall of Fame party in Canton a number of years ago, he grew up in New Orleans. He had Popeye's chicken at his party, and it was awesome. So people in Edmonton, you're gonna be happy with that. I guarantee it.
Well, we've had it for a couple months now, Howard. I'm actually probably going there after work. It is that delicious, man. It's so good.
Yeah, it's funny because one, we have a few in St. Louis where I am, and all of a sudden I noticed driving home the other day at a place that's near me. I hadn't been by there in a while, and all of a sudden I saw Popeye. I said, oh, my God, because the ones that are here are about 20, 25 minutes away from where I live. So yesterday I said, okay, my wife's never had it, so I said, I'm stopping at Popeye's. And then when I drove up, I saw that it wasn't open yet. So I said, okay, I'm counting the days until it is.
Howard, if you're ever in Edmonton, I'll pick you up at the airport, and the first stop we'll make is Popeye's, okay?
Sounds good. I'll hold you to that.
Please do. Thanks for your time, Howard.
My pleasure. Take care.
Howard Balzer from the Sports Exchange.